You know, to hear the best Easter sermon is to hear it from those who are eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection. They can tell it like nobody else because they witness it personally. So today, as I bring God's message to you, I want to invite you to read together Acts chapter 2, verses 32 to 39. It's on the PowerPoint so that we can read together in the same version, ESV version. Let's read together. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And this is a message preached by Peter himself. The first preaching, the first public preaching after Jesus' resurrection. And it was at the day of the Pentecost, where all the Jewish male will return to Jerusalem to come together into a festive time of celebrating the harvest festival. And on that day, Peter and the other apostles, they were filled by the Holy Spirit. And they were preaching the gospel in foreign languages and causing some to speculate that they were drunk. So in his message, Peter explained that they were not drunk, but they were filled by the Holy Spirit. And he told the audience that all these are happening because Jesus has risen. Verse 32 says, This Jesus God raised up. This Jesus. Which Jesus? The Jesus that in verse 29 he preached that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is still with us today, alluding to that empty tomb. Go and check it out. That empty tomb is still with us today. God has raised Jesus from the dead. Because in verse 24, as part of the message, he preached that God raised him up, losing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Picture this. Death is powerful. Okay? Death choking up your throat and hold you to the ground and you are immobilized. You can't move at all. You can't help. As human being, we are constantly held down by death, helpless and sad and defeated by death. Every time, all the times. But for Jesus, Jesus and death are just incompatible. For Jesus, he overcomes death like light dispelling darkness every time, all the times. So in his preaching, he told the audience that God raised him to the highest place, to the right hand of the Father. When Jesus completed his work of redemption, he was exalted to the right hand of the Heavenly Father to be head over the church. And he gave the gift of the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in those who believe in him, to bear witness that we are children of God, and to act as a seal that we are secured in Christ. And Jesus continues to intercede for us. He cares about us. And he will prepare a place for us in the heavenly place. So he will come again and take us to be with him in eternity. And you know what? This is confirmed by King David in Psalm 110, where he says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. That's Jesus' elevated position in the highest place. He is the exalted Savior because Jesus has risen from the dead. As he continues to preach, he reminds that we all are weaknesses. In the second part of verse 32, he says, this Jesus God raised up, and of that, we all are weaknesses. Of that, of what? Of the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Of the fact that the tomb was empty. And of that, we are witnesses of Jesus Christ. And you can tell the boldness and the courage from the disciples. Such a big difference, such a dramatic difference. Before Jesus' resurrection, when Jesus was crucified, they were hiding. They were hiding in fear. Now, after Jesus' resurrection, they were proclaiming Jesus' gospel in great boldness and confidence before the people. If there's any indication that Jesus was still in the tomb when Peter visited that tomb, if there's any indication that Jesus did not rise from the dead, Peter would not be so bold and so courageous to testify for Jesus' resurrection. Who wants to believe in a God who is dead? We'll be deceiving ourselves. Our worship will be empty, will be in vain. All our services, all our following Jesus and doing God's way and doing what the Bible teaches will be in vain. We'll be just deceiving ourselves. And why do I have to be a pastor? Why do you want to be a Christian? It's all hoax. Let's forsake Christianity. That's how essential the resurrection of Jesus Christ is to the core of our belief, to the core of Christianity, that he rose from the dead. And today, the 51 members who join us either by baptism or by transferring to our church, they can all testify. They all have a story to tell. You see, all their weakness and all the stories, they all have a story. It's very personal. Each story is different. And it is real because they each encountered Jesus in a personal way. And it is transformational because they can tell you how Jesus changed their lives. A weakness is personal, a weakness is real, and a weakness is transformational. When Jesus has risen, and our job is to be witnesses, but continually the preaching reminds us in verse 36 that Jesus is Lord and Christ. Verse 36 says, let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. This Jesus whom you crucified. Jesus actually died, and for him to be rising up again. If Jesus was only merely being crucified, you know what? We can make a martyr out of him to honor him. We can make a hero out of him, well, to honor him. And we can make a great man, a great teacher, a great rabbi out of Jesus. That's all we can do. But the Bible says that he is both Lord and Christ, and that can only be possible because Jesus has risen from the dead. He has overcome the power of sin and darkness, and therefore, he is our Lord and he is our Christ. The Christ, the Messiah, our Savior of the world. You know, Lord and Savior is inseparable. It is not either or. It is both and. When we believe in Jesus Christ, he is our Savior, he is our Lord. It is inseparable. We receive salvation in Jesus Christ, but we also submit ourselves under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, because he sits on the right hand of the Father in the highest place, and every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And with that, the message of Peter continues to remind us that what is the response? We must repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. Verse 37 says, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? They were cut to the heart because there were those among the audience who probably cry out, crucify him, when Jesus was crucified on the night he was betrayed. But remember, it was not just that Jewish audience at the time of the crucifixion that put Jesus on the cross. It was our sins. Because when Jesus was on the cross, He bore the sins not only of the contemporary, but also the sins of all the past that was committed, and the sins of the future that will be committed. It all came upon the shoulder of Jesus. So in a sense, we were there. We were there. Our sins put Jesus on the cross. So they were cut to the heart. So understanding that our sins also put Jesus on the cross, it cuts into our hearts. It pierces into our hearts. And what shall we do? Verse 38, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says the only response that we can have before such a great Savior and before such a wonderful salvation is to repent of your sin, is to come in a broken heart, is to come with a heart willing to turn away from sin and allow God to lead you into holiness, into the presence of God, and be baptized afterward as a public testimony of your faith in Jesus Christ. And what happened when you have done that? You will receive forgiveness of sins. The guilt, the power of sins will be broken by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He will give you the Holy Spirit to testify, to remind you that you and I are children of God, and to remind you that we are secure in Christ because the Holy Spirit is given as a seal, as a down payment, that He will come and claim us back to the heavenly place. And this is for what? For every one of you. For you and your children, that's family. And for all who are far off, the Gentiles, different ethnic groups, all nationalities will all be included. And everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Himself, that's God's gracious calling upon you to respond to Him and allow Jesus to work into your heart. And that's our message of Easter today for all of us. That it is a reminder that the resurrection of Jesus changes everything. The resurrection of Jesus transforms everyone who are in contact with Him. Whether the disciples who are preaching the gospel, whether the audience who listen to the preaching, they were all transformed and touched by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And today, I want to speak to you who join our church as a member, our new members, to those who baptize and join our church. I want to encourage you to grow together as a vibrant church of disciple makers who love passionately, who live authentically, who gives generously, and who go courageously of the Church of Jesus Christ. But to those who are Christians here, you've been a Christian for a long time, I want to remind you, do not live like Jesus is still in the tomb. Do not just come and visit the tomb and remember Jesus at the tomb. Jesus has risen. He has ascended to the heavenly place. He seated on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, and He prays and intercedes for us that we will be a vibrant Christian, that we can experience the power of His resurrection. You know, if we can merely understand a little bit more of that power, it will make you more holy. It will make you more joyful. It will make you closer and walk closer with Jesus. It will bring vibrancy into your Christian walk. So don't come to the tomb. Look to the sky, because He has risen. He is our Savior. And to those in our midst here, you are not Christians. You come today because it's Easter, or because it is at the invitation of your friends who come together. I want to ask you to consider Jesus. I want to ask you to allow Jesus to come into your heart, that you'll be cut to the heart, that you'll be convicted that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is our Savior. Surrender your life to Him and receive the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit, and walk with Jesus all the days of your life. On Saturday morning, our Cantonese congregation lost a brother to cancer. His name is Sunny Liu. He has been battling cancer for the past 4 years. And for anyone who know him or visited him, you probably agree with me that this term would describe him very well. We all often say Sunny Liu was a fighter. He was a fighter. He just would not give up. He has strong faith in Jesus Christ. When the cancer has, you know, spread to another organs and other places, chemo and radiotherapy, he just would not give up. He said, I have faith in Jesus Christ. I will trust in Jesus Christ. You were going through a process of painful process. And the most painful process was when tumor was pressing on the nerves at the vertebrae. And he was full of those tumors. And he was waiting for the insurance company to allow him to go through that cyberknife process. And in that process of waiting, morphines and all kinds of painkiller were trying to help him. And it was so painful. He wouldn't give up. He just said, I have faith in Jesus Christ. God is still good. I want to go through that treatment. I want to continue to go through all that. And as his battle was coming closer and closer to the end, he knew that. So on Thursday, he called our Cantonese pastor, Pastor Wilson, and said, I really want to be baptized before everybody, but I can't be there. Can you baptize me in my sick bed in a hospital? And Pastor Wilson did, performed the baptism in that hospital room. On Friday, about 600 of us were observing the Holy Communion in commemoration of Good Friday service here. After that service, my wife and I and our daughter took the Holy Communion element. We went to the hospital. As I entered the hospital room, he was on oxygen mask to the highest allowed dosage to help him breathe because the lung was filled with cancer cells. And even that, he was breathing in great labor. He was trying. He was breathing. He was unconscious. I didn't even know whether he was able to hear. My thinking was, if he was awake, we would like to observe the communion together in commemoration of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he was not able to. So with the family members, those who were Christians, we observe the communion in remembrance of the body of the Lord and the blood who shed for us. And there were tears. There was sadness. But there was also hope because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Gloria, his beloved wife, said, you know, I am at peace, but I am going to miss him dearly. I am at peace, but I will miss him dearly. Sunny Liu, our brother, passed away on Saturday, 7:15 a.m. yesterday. But we know that we will see him again. Why? Because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a fighter. He finished his race. He fought the good fight. He has kept the faith. He is with the Heavenly Father now. And it can be a very different ambience and atmosphere in that room if there were no hope in resurrection. It could be very, very different if the Lord Jesus' hope was not available, was not present, when the family members gather together. See, most of them were Christians. They come together to accompany him in the last journey, knowing that someday they will see him again because of the faith we have in Jesus Christ. So that reminds us of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Said, through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. He still speaks to me. When he was still alive, I told him many times, I said, Sonny, you are a fighter. I want to tell you that many times you inspired me. I don't often see a young Christian, barely a few years, new Christians, who has such a strong faith in Jesus Christ. I put myself in his shoe and say, if I have to go through all this over and over and over, major surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, another surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, another surgery, just one after the other, and just refuse to give up. If I were in his shoes, I might have given up earlier than him. So many ways, in so many times, he really inspired me to be faithful in my calling, to be faithful in my ministry, to be faithful in my walk
with Jesus Christ. So I salute you, Sunny Lu, my dear brother, a fighter in faith. And I hope that you have that. You have that. The fact that he was able to fight, not because he was just strong will. He was able to fight because he had Jesus Christ who fought with him in the whole process of the treatment. And I hope that you have Jesus Christ in your heart, because you will encounter challenges in your life. Who will fight with you when you exhausted all your strength and exhausted all your will? But Jesus will fight with you because he has risen from the dead. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to come before you and just to be so thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ, for his resurrection, for how he overcame the power of sin and death, and today we are freed from the stronghold of sin and death by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who dies will live again because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. So we come before you to be inspired and to be revived in our commitment to you. And we even pray for Sunny's family, that you will strengthen their faith, and for the families who are not Christians, that they will open their hearts as they see the powerful testimony of Sunny, and they want to follow Jesus too. And I pray that today, as for Christians here, that we will grow together. We will grow together as a church that will lift up Jesus and really experience that power of resurrection in our church, so that we are able to love beyond our ability. We are able to go out the four walls of the church. We are able to bless others, not by our own ability and love, but by our Lord Jesus Christ's strength. May you fill us with the power of the resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.